For many students, a day like today boils down to this. Where am I going to spend the next 3 to 7 years of my life?
That's right. Perhaps one of the most kind of ground-laying points of your career. So it's a big day. It's a big day.
That's Vishi Smetana. He's here with his parents. Students have gathered in the large lobby at the School of Medicine at Emory. At one end, students. At the other end, a large table set with neatly placed envelopes, each with the name of a student. Inside the envelope, the medical school where they're matched.
Everything up until this point has been really learning. You know, this is the transition to where you become a doctor who's actually doing. So this is the time when, you know, where you find yourself matched kind of defines your career and where you'll be, what kind of doctor you'll be.
Match day on the East Coast happens at noon, and that moment's just a few minutes away. But the matches are not random. Students interview for a residency program, but then those same schools are also looking for the right candidate. Students might have applied to 5, 10, maybe even 50 schools in hopes of finding the right match. And soon, students like Clara Farley will know. She, like most of the soon-to-be graduates here, wears a short white lab coat. She calls this moment the big reveal, and she's visibly nervous.
Yeah, you have a good idea, but you're still, it's very suspenseful.
What happens at high noon today?
So, right at the stroke of noon, we rush the table that has all of our envelopes laid out on it, and we open our envelope and find out where we're going, where we're bringing boyfriends, girlfriends, wives, fiancés, etc. It's very, very exciting.
At just a few minutes before noon, there are now hundreds of people crammed into this space. Students, faculty, family, staff, some peer down over a balcony looking down at that table. A group of four young ladies in white coats stands at the ready, holding hands so tightly their knuckles have turned white.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And like the start of a foot race, students rush to the table to get their envelopes, tear them open to see where they've been placed. We dive into that sea of students to get some reaction.
I'll be at University of Chicago for orthopedic surgery.
Where?
Columbia.
Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, that's what I wanted. It's my top choice.
I just couldn't be happier. I'm going to Denver right now.
Who's that?
He's one of my classmates.
And the winner is?
Einstein Montefiore. It's a general surgery program in the Bronx. Very excited.
All right, where are you going?
Hopkins.
Oh, Johns Hopkins.
Yes.
All right, so is that one of your top picks?
It was my number one. I did it. Yes.
And that's disappointed you somehow.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm so lucky. I'm so incredibly lucky. Woo.
And it's also in this crowd where we find Chris Larson, the dean of Emory's School of Medicine. He's watching a lot of this, smiling.
There's no doubt you remember your match day for the rest of your life. When you open that envelope, it's one of those pivotal moments in your medical career. It's one of the two or three biggest days in your professional life is where you will train to become a physician after graduating from medical school.
And according to Larson, from here, everything changes for these students. Some will get ready for the close of school in a few weeks and maybe focus on the details of a move. Many here are also aware that they may put down roots in the area of the country where they're about to start their residency. In short, their lives are soon to change as they seek to change the lives of others through medicine. David Baraswain, WABE.